I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Just about every day, a new poll shows Barack Obama and John McCain moving up or down by a few percentage points. Well, those polls don't mean much. That's because they're national polls, and the presidential election is really 51 elections, one for each state and for Washington, D.C. So the candidates are concentrating their efforts on the swing states, the ones that could go either way. We are heading to two of them now. In a moment, we go to Colorado, where the campaigns are targeting immigrants from Latin America. But first, The World's Jason Margolis reports from Michigan, where globalization has become a dirty word.
A quick primer on Michigan's economy. First, the numbers. Jennifer Granholm is Michigan's governor.
We have lost 400,000 manufacturing jobs since the year 2000. 400,000.
Next, the problem. Granholm describes a refrigerator manufacturer that recently left the state.
We gave them no taxes for 20 years. We said we'd build them a new plant, huge wage concessions, but they still said, no, we're going to go to Mexico because no matter what you do, we will never make as much profit as we can make if we move to Mexico.
And finally, the impact.
So here's your old shopping center is closed down. They're trying to get enough money to tear it down.
Bob Bowen lives in Ypsilanti, a community of some 70,000. Here on Michigan Avenue, many of the store windows are boarded up.
This was the Chevy dealer.
Bowen worked at the Ford factory in town for 35 years. The factory had been making auto parts since 1932. This year, Ford will close the factory's doors.
Here it is. It used to be packed all the way to this corner here. I'd park here to walk in on the afternoon shift over there. Now look at it. Weeds growing in the parking lot. That's the Ford plant. There was our local union hall. Back there, this was a joy to see because so many people were employed there, and you know what that meant. They were able to support their families and have a decent standard of living right here in this nice river.
Bowen doesn't blame Ford for what's happened to his community. He blames Washington.
We can't compete, basically, because in this country, to survive, you have to screw the labor force. And if you're a decent employer and you don't want to shaft your workers, you're going to go out of business.
That's the view from Ypsilanti. Both presidential candidates are trying to convince workers that they would bring jobs back to Michigan. Barack Obama was in Detroit yesterday, and John McCain was in Michigan last week. They've both been here a lot in recent months. A poll from last week shows Obama substantially widening his lead in Michigan. Obama is ahead 51-38%. Still, Donald Grimes says neither candidate can turn back the forces of globalization. Grimes is a senior research specialist at the University of Michigan's Institute for Research on Labor, Employment, and the Economy.
This has been a process that has been ongoing for over 100 years, where the only issue is how do you help the communities and the people adjust to this process, which is going to happen no matter who is elected president.
At the Michigan State Capitol, Governor Jennifer Granholm is trying to help the state adjust by taking advantage of globalization. She's traveled overseas on 7 investment missions to Europe and Japan.
We call it GADA for short. Go anywhere, do anything to create jobs for Michigan.
Granholm offers foreign companies tax incentives for locating in Michigan. She plays up Michigan's benefits, too. A hungry workforce in proximity to good schools and training. German company Kostel was lured to invest in Troy, Michigan. The company makes dashboard components. In a laboratory in Troy, Kostel North America's CEO Walter Meisel demonstrates an electronic dashboard switch. It might only be a window switch, but it's engineered differently from the ones you'd see in Germany. It has extra spill protection.
The cup holder was invented here. The drink in the vehicle. It's not so common in Europe. People drive faster.
Meisel says his company chose to expand in Michigan to be closer to its North American customers. But the governor's incentive package helped. It also helped mechanical engineer Mike Rudy get a job in his home state. Before this, Rudy had to go global to compete for work.
I actually spent time living in Germany working for an American company. And the last 3 companies, including Kostel, have all been European companies.
Overall, 9,000 jobs from foreign companies have been created in Michigan since 2004. It's encouraging news, but by the numbers, it's still a drop in a very leaky bucket. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Troy, Michigan.